Thank you for joining me for part two of July 2020's Amen newsletter. And the second part, we're going to do a piece on a second part of spiritual evolution. A couple months back, I wrote about it, and I'm doing another part. Here's a saying from an anonymous mystic. Nothing ever happens to us. Everything happens for us. Now imagine if we were all able to see everything that has happened, is happening, or ever will happen in our lives from the perspectives I just mentioned. Just imagine how our lives would be today. And what about our family, our community, country, the world? This is a state of mind. It's an understanding that there are no victims, that there is a purpose for everything that is happening around us and to us. Things that have happened or are happening are things that we need to learn from. In the 12-step programs at the beginning of my journey, I hear others say, hello, I'm so-and-so, I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic. I often thought, what is there to be grateful for? Most of us at the meeting have lost everything, our jobs, our homes, our loved ones, etc. But eventually, as my recovery enhanced, I did see that I had to lose those things to gain back my life and develop a relationship with God, self, and others. A life today that is beyond my wildest dreams. The state of mind can evolve, but it does take an understanding, or one might say, it takes faith to begin to understand. In step one, I admitted I was powerless. In step two, I came to believe a power greater than myself could help me. In step three, I made a decision, and then I took a leap of faith. One of the most widely known scriptures is Mark 17:20, where Jesus said, truly, I tell you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. As we know, Jesus of Nazareth spoke in parables using them as metaphors. The mountain here is a metaphor for our problems in the world today. Mountains will not physically move because of your faith in the Christ. But having the faith in the Christ, an understanding of his message and teachings, those issues of life and death are not as large as the mountains they once appeared to be and become manageable, thus able to be moved. This spiritual concept enables consciousness to see things differently. Spiritual concepts are hard. Not impossible to explain with empirical or rational understanding. It's an understanding that only one who has matured and evolved on their journey can begin to understand. Otherwise, it can be dangerous for those who still lack faith or maturity of spiritual development. For instance, an immature person, be it an adult or a teenager, could use this spiritual concept to avoid responsibility. A teenager, or that adult, might not take responsibility for their actions, for doing something wrong, because, hey, nothing happens to us, everything happens for us, and thus avoiding repercussions of their actions. Prayer, contemplation, and meditation are tools to help develop those spiritual concepts. But be sure to only read, and listen to those who walk the walk and talk the talk, like the saints and sages in the bona fide scriptures. Peace be with you. Until next time. Amen.